Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. This morning we started out big with breasts.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, sorry. I boobed you.
You boobed me. Yeah. My bad. Sorry.
That means I walked by and my boobs grazed you. I boobed you.
But you're not alone. We also learned many folks have amazing employee discounts, including several people that work for Disney.
Yeah, man. Jeez. We had like some high rollers with some free passes.
And if you want free, we had pizza in studio today with Steve Dolinsky of MDC5. He's the food guy. We are doing the Morning Mix Chicago Pizza Bus Tour with Steve. So he came in as part of V's Mixology today to give us some free pizza, and boy, was it delicious.
It was. Violetta got him drunk.
Yeah, she really did.
Haha.
It was that and the hot honey. That and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Robert De Niro is having his own convention. Now, he's not doing it. Fans are throwing it, but Robert has agreed to appear. It's happening at the end of the end of September and early October, September 29th to October 1st. It's happening in New York City, of course, because it's De Niro. It would be weird if he was going to Tulsa for De Niro Con. Right. It would be very odd.
I don't think he leaves New York.
I don't think he does. No. They green screen L.A. even when he's, you know.
Because yeah. He can do that. He's got that pull.
Like, De Niro. Yeah. As long as he can pay for one of my kids to go to college. What other celebrity should have their own con? Taylor texted, how about Adam Sandler con? Oh. Now, there's a lot of decades of work. Yeah, that's kind of fun. You could have one day that's just rom-coms con with Adam Sandler, and then you could have the comedy album con and SNL, the whole thing. 815, Harry Styles con. It would make millions.
Oh, yeah.
You're not wrong.
Just in boa sales.
Forget about it. Right? 219-847s and 312s alike want to go to Michael Jordan con. Well, there are sneaker cons that kind of become Jordan cons, but that really focuses more on the sneaker. Okay. But, you know, the Blackhawks would always do the convention, and the Cubs do a convention, and maybe the Bulls should just do a Jordan convention.
That's true.
Kind of fun.
Kevin at his house.
Yeah, he's doing his house.
Yeah. It could be like an open house and convention at the same time.
Oh, you put little bites over here, a nice thing of plastic waters. That'd be kind of nice.
Yeah, $100 an autograph, but for $30 million, you can buy the house.
Yeah, come on. Isn't it only like 10?
It's
right
only
now?
Down to 10. Come 30 on. Was the original.
What
yeah.
a steal.
They are not going under whatever they're at now.
Forget about it.
Yeah, no one's taken.
708 Morgan Freeman con. I'm in. Yeah, that would be fun. 224, I would 1,000% go to Whip Con. Baseball cards, Dunkin', coffee, and trivia. Hex, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yep. As written. 708, you know what I want to go to? Christopher Walken con.
Definitely.
Now, the word is that he will be walking to the convention. Thank you for your time. 815, Mr. T con. Kind of fun. 815, Dwayne Johnson's Rock Con.
Oh, yes.
Kind of like that. And then he can have bands, and at the end of every night, he'd be, all right, folks, rock on. And then a band would come out.
I like rock. That. Rock
kind
on.
Kind of fun, right? 630, we should go to James Con. Okay.
That's kind of fun.
R.I.P.
R.I.P., yep.
Keanu Reeves Con. Keanu Con. That would be great. I'd go to Keanu Con. New Kids on the Block already had their con. And then Whip, many people are suggesting, you know who needs to have her own con?
Who?
It's a Chaka Con.
No doubt.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
There's a 23-year-old social media influencer out of England. Hello. She says she has such large breasts due to her implants that she cannot drive, she cannot exercise, she cannot tie her own shoelaces. Her name is Amber May, because of course it is, and she has a size 36 double N. N as in Nancy, 36 double N. She wants to get larger implants.
Oh,
and she has spent over $88,000 enhancing herself. Amber's having trouble finding a doc that'll expand her chest even further. Each of her implants weighs as much as two bricks at this point, they say.
Oh, wow.
That's wild. Yeah. Now, I don't want to put anyone in this room on the spot.
Yeah, I've got huge boobs.
Okay, great. Thank you for doing it for us.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine.
Oh, my God.
Now, may I ask? I don't. And feel free to say I plead the fifth on this, and I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable if they don't want to talk about it. But how often do they get in the way of your day-to-day life?
All the time.
Okay, like
I
mean, what sense do these things get in the way?
Okay, like from just a shopping perspective, clothes are awful because something can fit, like a dress,
right?
Up top, impossible. You know what I mean? So like, so many weddings and stuff I've had to go to, I have to buy something. And wedding sizes are already small.
Right.
So it makes you feel amazing when you go and you have to get this like a huge size. So I pay extra to get a bigger size for my boobs.
And then you have to get
it. And then I have to go pay more to get it altered
to
actually fit me.
For the bottom
half. No, it's like whenever, anytime I've been asked to be in a wedding, I'm like, oh God. I just put a credit card down because I know it's going to cost so much.
And so, I mean, I would assume you've knocked things over.
Well, no, I was just going to say yesterday, even.
Okay.
Yesterday at our Wilson tour, I'm pretty sure, and I whipped you. Look, I totally boobed Whip in the back.
Oh, yeah.
We were walking around, and they constantly are hitting people.
Right.
So, yeah, we're walking through.
That might or might not be true.
Swanee's like, can you? I'm
part of getting boobed in the back. Yeah. I just like that it became a verb.
Yeah, you got boobed. Boobed me.
I boobed her.
I did.
Yeah. Boobed.
Yeah. Like, we'll all be looking at something and I'll lean over and my boob will hit someone in the back. Like, it hit Whip yesterday. He's like, oh, excuse me. I'm like, that wasn't you.
It
was me.
Don't worry.
I boobed you. I'm
it
sorry.
It was the left one. It's a little bigger.
So if we're at Six Flags, right? We're in line for, you know, the Superman ride and then the line's getting tight. Are you just going to constantly be boobing the person in front of you?
No, I will strategically, like, I stand sideways. And Vila's right. Like, I've knocked stuff over.
Yeah.
It's really dumb.
May I ask, you get behind the wheel of your car.
Yeah.
Is it problematic? Do you have to like put the seat in a certain way?
So sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah. And even like bra shopping is such a bummer. Like I always laugh at people when I'm like, oh, what's that like to be able to get a bra from Target or from even Victoria's Secret? None of those places.
Do you ever do that third love? The one where you go online and you tell them about your boobs and then they give you a bra?
No.
I've heard ads
just
on podcasts.
Braless. You know what I mean? That's what you need to do.
I'm like knocking stuff over.
Right.
I go for a mammogram and they're like, oh God.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Here she is. Oh, man. Hold on.
They gotta really check that thing.
That's impressive.
They are moving it all kinds of ways. Left, right, upside down.
Nikki's going through this on her day-to-day life. Like, it's all fun and games. We're giggling. But it's a part of your day-to-day life. You have to think ahead. Oh, my God. I don't know if I can do this. When do they get in the way? 312-233-1019. Let's unite here. The sisterhood of the traveling brassiere. Who else has Nikki's back and can boober right now?
Oh, talk about back.
Yeah, forget
Nikki's
about
back. Got all these issues.
I bet. My neck and my back. My gosh, I bet. Who else? Are you one of these gals and they get in the way every day? We got a couple of boobs that are constantly in the way.
They're not talking
people.
About you.
Yeah,
and Whip.
Not me and Whip. Not me and Whip. No,
that's
no.
Also true though.
Right, that's right. No. These chesticles are breaking glass. You know, if you get in an elevator, the door won't close. I mean, these things are there.
Wow.
Right? They're knocking over beers.
Yeah.
They're bumping people in the back. What is it? Keep bumping me. What's going on? You're bumping me. Nah, I boobed you. Get used to it.
Yep.
Let's go over here to Katie. Hi, Katie. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing all right. You and Nikki are in the same sisterhood. Is that right?
Yes, we are.
Okay, great. Now, how often do your boobs get in the way, Katie?
They always get in the way. Even tying the shoes, they always get in the way.
But
the one time that's funny to me is when I was having a C-section and my blood pressure dropped a little bit and they tilted the table up or down. So that way my head was down and they fell backwards toward my chest. And I was like, ask the anesthesiologist to push them back up so that way I could breathe better.
Oh, no.
They're choking you.
Literally, you were nearly suffocated by your own breasts.
I was suffocating, yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that is so great.
That's unbelievable.
He's like, yes, I can help you.
Yes, no sweat. Yes, we need to get a couple interns in here.
Oh,
that is crazy.
That is great.
Now, are there things in your day-to-day life, Katie, that you think you do differently than your friends, like getting in your car or anything like that?
Well, definitely tying the shoes. You have to, like, go to the side a little bit to tie the shoes. And I think everything has just become like a habit.
Right,
so
sure.
You just don't even realize what you're doing that's different in order to make sure that you can be a normal person.
Well, they hit people all the time. You just get used to that, right?
All the time.
It's like everywhere you go, you're boobing someone, and you're just like, you just get used to it. Yeah, yeah, sorry, guys.
No, okay. Now, can I ask, Katie and Nikki alike, when did these show up? Like, was it high school and all of a sudden they were there? Or was it later in life? Like, were they just, did it go 0 to 60?
Oh, no. I think I was in, like, the third grade.
Oh
my God. Yeah. They just started showing up. Wow.
Yeah. I was opposite.
I think I remember you.
Yep.
Everybody did.
Yeah. My gosh.
The Morning Mix Podcast.
You've got a great employee discount. For example, we just got a text from a 630. My husband works for United Airlines, and I work for Marriott. Just imagine the tricks that we are pulling.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's like a match made in heaven. You
right.
know what I mean?
It is.
We also got a text here, Nikki and V, if you want to reach out to them off air, 708. Hey, Cooper's Hawk, I have 20% off.
Hey, let them know.
Get some wine going.
I got 7 bottles waiting for me.
Watch out. We've got a lot of folks here with some great discounts. Let's start with Karen. Hi, Karen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, we had Eva Longoria in here earlier this week. What's the discount you have, Karen?
Well, years ago, I used to work for L'Oreal, their hair care division. And they were a division of Lancôme. They owned like Jacquard Noir, Polo, all kinds of products, including all the Studio Line products, all their cosmetics, So I used to get all that stuff for free.
Oh my God. Now you get it for free at work, or could you like walk into Ulta and just fill a basket and walk out?
Well, Ulta didn't actually exist at that time, so now I'm aging myself.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was my fault.
Yeah.
No, but so, I mean, it's not even just a discount. It's just free.
Right. Yeah, so they had it at...
Free.
That's wild.
Yeah. She's bringing home like $30 to $40 mascaras.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
People would just
give stuff away at Christmas, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, that is unbelievable. My father-in-law used to work for Procter & Gamble, and then he worked for Unilever.
Okay.
And he would come home with, like, testers of shampoos and conditioners that they were working on and stuff like that. And I think one of those places had an employee store.
Mm.
So it was like, everything in here is already discounted for you, but it wasn't just free. That's wild.
Unbelievable.
All right, let's go over to Doug. Hey, Doug, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
How are you?
Great. It's Friday.
Yeah, man. Woo-hoo. Now, you used to work for the Mouse, is that right?
I did back in college. Mm-hmm. Did a Disney college program and got into the parks free.
Oh,
my gosh.
So you did the like semester at Disney thing?
I did 7 months. It was a great 7 months. But yeah, I got into the parks for free myself. And then I also got discounted tickets that I could either give out or sell to family and friends.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's like, you know, free money.
That's
basically
gold.
That's
true.
Insane. Let's go over here to Donna. Hey, Donna, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you have a discount at a salon?
Actually, it's a wholesale beauty supply. We sell to professionals only.
Oh. Now, what kind of stuff are we selling? Like hair dryers, straighteners, scissors, that blue stuff?
Shampoo, conditioners, masks, skin care, anything to take care of your hair.
So it's the stuff when we go to the salon and I see it and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is way too expensive. I can't afford this. You're the one who sells it to the salon at a much cheaper price and get that discount.
Yes.
Oh,
have you ever tried to use it to your benefit? Like somebody's giving you the business and you're like, well, let's see what Paul Mitchell has to say about it.
Well, Paul Mitchell is a little bit of a lower end.
She doesn't mess with that.
Right. I apologize. Chris. I dumbed myself down.
You and your pedestrian taste.
How do you
taste.
Feel about suave? Or pert? Is pert on the list? All right. Sorry, Donna. I think I offended Donna.
I'm going to go call her.
Ask her for a discount.
I
thanks,
guess
Chris.
So. Sorry, I blew it. I need to find out if this person. Now, Sky, do you know her secret or no?
I do know the secret.
Oh, girl. Okay, so Sky, where did you work and what was the discount?
So back in the day, I used to work at Victoria's Secret when I was in high school, and they used to allow you a free bra, like any bra line that came out. So
how often?
You were able to try. I would say it was like once every 3 months. I mean, I was stacked with bras.
Wow.
Whoa. Now, Sky, is there any chance that you answered the phone at Victoria's Secret? Because, boy, you have a voice that I would buy. My goodness. Can you just hit me with a, hi, this is Victoria's Secret. How may I help you?
Hey, this is Victoria's Secret. How can I help you?
Oh, we got to go, guys. I got to go.
Whoa.
I can't stay in here. Wow, that was nice. That was really nice. Oh. My goodness.
He really did enjoy that.
Everybody else awake right now? I think everybody. Well, hang on. Let's go right back to her one.
Yeah.
Hey, Sky. I'm so sorry. Could you say, this is Sky, and you're listening to The Morning Mix?
This is Sky, and you're listening to The Morning Mix.
Yeah, you are. Wow. My goodness. Wow. Thank you for that.
Oh, my God.
All right, so Sky's at Victoria's Secret making us feel all sorts of things. Let's go the opposite way to Cassina. Hi, Cassina. Good morning.
Hi, it's Justina.
Oh, Justina. I'm sorry.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. Well, here you are. Now, Justina, what was your job? Where'd you work?
So I currently work for ABC7, and we're owned by Disney.
Yes.
And we get park admission. Me plus three people can go into the parks for free. 50% off hotels, 35% off the store, free
what?
Snack coupons.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
Free, like, comp tickets we could print for family and friends and pass out.
Well, now, Justina, I think we're friends now.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
I've been at Disney, like, yeah, so many times. All my friends asked me to go. I just went a couple weeks ago for Memorial Day, and the whole trip cost me, like, $400.
Oh, my God.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
So you guys may have heard this story as it popped up in the news recently. There's a girl out of Oak Forest, 11 years old. Of course, Taylor Swift was in town last weekend. And if you're 11, is there anything bigger in the world than Taylor Swift right. coming to town?
Nope.
While she had an unforgettable night at the Taylor Swift show, Isabella Avila was gifted Taylor's fedora.
Wow.
Now, this article says Taylor's signature fedora. Now, there's a guy that's got a signature fedora. Jason Mraz.
Yes.
If you say the word signature and fedora, it better end in Jason Mraz. I've never equated fedora with Taylor. Am I an idiot?
It's the red era where she does 22. In the music video, she wears a white shirt, black shorts, and a fedora.
So one time she wore a fedora.
But it was a phase in her life.
Okay, Jason Mraz, anytime the man's anywhere, fedora. I think he showers in the fedora.
You're right.
So it'd be signature.
It's just people don't know him like they know Taylor Swift.
Fair. That's a fair point. You're not wrong.
Mraz showers?
No.
Oh, my.
No. He's of the earth.
I don't want to go after Jason Mraz at all. I think you're taking it a little personally because he's your guy.
I just
really
think
this wasn't even related.
This isn't even related to where we're going. I was just thrown by signature fedora.
Well,
you know what I mean?
You know what? If
like, Michael Jackson had a signature
glove.
Thank
right,
you. Okay,
right,
that's
but he only wore that like a couple times.
Ernie Banks has a signature.
saying "Let's play two,"
Ernie Banks,
or a bat. I don't know. If I said to you, oh, you get one of Taylor's signature what? They have said signature guitar.
Right.
That would make sense to
me. If anything, if she whatever she touches, it's her signature.
I guess.
Right?
I just think we're throwing around the word signature. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Well, writing isn't what it used to be in the network.
I guess
not.
I enjoy that you are getting fired up about
Thank
that.
Thank you.
I like that.
That's like when we're like, wow, they are an icon. I'm like, an icon? What the hell did they do? Who are they?
Yeah.
If I have to ask you, who are they?
Icon is a little loose.
Come on.
Yeah, we'll throw it around loosely.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
My God, Nikki, what you just did, iconic. No, it was not iconic.
No.
What'd you do?
Yeah.
I mean, I love you, but yeah, come on.
No.
I'm tempted to Google Taylor Swift fedora now and see if a million images come up, in
do
which
it.
Case you might make a case.
Do
I don't
it.
Know. All right. Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh.
Now, people are saying, they're saying it's signature because she autographed it.
Yes.
Oh, so it's got a signature.
No. That's correct. Then that's, again, poor use of the language.
Autographed fedora.
It would
not
be an autographed
fedora.
It says the singer's signature fedora. Signature as in, this is what we always see them in.
This is a journey. This is
it
such
really is.
A, wow.
Well, anyway, her parents didn't buy tickets for the show until the morning of the show. From their seats, Isabella spotted Taylor's parents, who were apparently here.
Oh, nice.
She gave her parents a friendship bracelet. Now, that's a fan.
Yeah.
You're 11 and you know who Taylor Swift's parents are? That's a signature fan right there. Her mom traded back a bracelet with Isabella, and then Taylor's dad gave Isabella one of Taylor's guitar picks.
That is so sweet.
That already is a big moment. Then an hour later, somebody from the tour staff comes over to them and goes, hey, guys, come with me. Brings them to the front of the stage where she was gifted Taylor's fedora.
I love that.
That's crazy.
With a signature.
With an autograph on it.
Yes. It was Jason Mraz's fedora that Taylor signed, but it all worked out.
You want to donate something to charity. Forget about how much money that would pull in. Forget about it.
Okay.
So Isabella, 11 years old, is gifted Taylor Swift's fedora. That's amazing. Now, we know that NKOTB was in town a couple weekends ago doing their Blockhead Con.
Yes.
Those guys are known to hop into the crowd and reach down and touch people. Mm-hmm. Maybe you were lucky enough to be at a show with an artist and you got something from that artist.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Were you at a Bulls game when Dennis Rodman famously took off all of his clothes and threw them into the stands?
He used to do that every night for
every
a while.
Every night, yeah. When he'd get ejected, he would take off all his clothes and he'd walk out in his underpants. He'd throw his shoes into the stands. You've received what? From an artist, a celebrity, a sports star? You have it.
Right.
A celebrity gave you something. It's not an autograph. It's not a picture. They physically gave you a thing.
Yeah.
Like you were at McDonald's. Charles Barkley was there. He bit into his Big Mac and gave you the rest of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a story. What do you have from a celebrity? Because this girl, 11 years old, Isabella, she has Taylor Swift's hat.
Right.
That's insane.
Can I make a request of our callers?
Always.
When you call, no matter what you're telling us, it has to be that person's signature thing. You have to describe it as their signature something. Even, right. even if it's not. Right?
Like Whip has Will Perdue's signature warm-up suit.
Yeah.
It is actually signed, so I guess if they're using it that way, that's technically true.
I have a Nine Inch Nails lead singer and Trent Reznor half-drunk signature water bottle.
Wow!
Yeah, so I could clone him if I wanted.
Oh, nice!
You could! I have one of Johnny Resnick of the Goo Goo Dolls' signature guitar picks.
All right.
Tim McGraw signed my boot, but I don't think that counts.
You have a signature on a boot?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I took my boot off, and he gave it back to me.
That's wow. Probably wears boots.
That's trust.
Swanee has Stan Lee's signature Spider-Man hat.
Wow.
Like, actually signed? Or just a...
It's both. It's both things.
Now the signature thing, I'm in. What is happening? Yeah.
What do you have from a celebrity? They gave it to you.
Yeah.
312-233-1019. Matt Forte handed you his helmet and said, have this, and walked away from you.
Like, LL Cool J, when he performs, a lot of times he would hand out roses.
Yes.
He would sing, I Need Love, and then you would like try to keep that rose as long as you could.
You got herpes from Usher. What do you have from a celebrity?
There we go.
312-233-1019.
That is his signature disease.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It's hard to turn that around at auction, though.
He signed that. He did.
Yeah.
Would anyone like this? Bidding starts at $500.
It's kind of my thing.
312-233-1019. What do you have from a celebrity? Hi, Susan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Susan, what do you have from a celebrity?
I have Mick Jagger's hairbrush with his hair in it.
Oh, what?
Oh, my God.
Did you get that when you broke in, or how did you get that?
I was at a concert. He threw it. He brushed his hair with it. He threw it in the audience. It landed at my feet, and immediately security surrounded me, stayed with me all night, and walked me to my vehicle.
Wow.
Holy crap. Oh, they're going to jump her for that hairbrush.
Wow.
It's a Con Air. Watch out. That's wild. So she has Mick Jagger's hairbrush, which is why since that show, his hair has looked the way it's looked.
Right.
Totally.
He hasn't been able to find another one.
So must.
Wild. Hey, Heather, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. It's Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. Now, what do you have, Heather?
I have a guitar pick from Rob Stafford from Train.
Whoa!
Oh, nice!
Jimmy Stafford is a local news anchor, but close.
All right, Jimmy Stafford's guitar pick. It's such a signature moment that she got his name wrong, which is great.
Yes.
So, Heather, were you at a show with Train and you threw it out and you grabbed it?
I was in Las Vegas at the Palm Hotel in the first row, and he handed it to me.
Wow.
Nice.
That is unbelievable. Yeah. So Heather has Jimmy Stafford's pick, the guitar player of Train, where you can hear a full interview with James Stafford on Whip's What's Up With, a podcast available by texting podcast to 312-233-1019.
That's why I knew his name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not because I'm special or anything.
But he's a local hero, right?
He is. He's from around here now, living in Nashville. Again, hear the whole story where Chris just said.
That's right. On Whip's What's Up With.
New music by them, too, on the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nothing yet, but that's
the
word
on the
street.
Get a ticket.
God.
The train's a-coming, baby.
Woo!
Ow! Are they now, though? They are just Pat now, right?
I think it's mostly Pat.
Yeah, it's mostly Pat.
And friends.
Pat and friends.
Yeah. Sure. Right. Bunch of yes men.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, man.
Wow.
You were on Jimmy's side.
Watch out. More on that in the interview that we just referenced, so you can hear wherever Chris just said.
A bunch of hired hands there. And, gang, I didn't think this would happen. I don't know that it will get better than this. Hi, Adam. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Great, man. Now, this is your brother. What does he have?
So he saw Michael Jordan in a car, and so he ran out there, got his autograph, and he went back and got a basketball from his car, and went back and got a signature on the basketball as well.
So
this was this was like in the early 90s. He was like on Belmont and Cicero. I think he was driving on the way to the game or something.
Yeah, well,
whatever it was.
No joke. Famously, Michael would have basketballs in his trunk, and he would.
My brother had a basketball.
Oh, your brother had the ball.
Right.
Because Michael would keep balls in his trunk, too, just in case.
Don't we all?
So your brother had his own basketball, and he ran up to Michael in traffic?
Yeah. No, there was a red light.
And so he literally leaned out of the driver's window and signed it?
Yeah.
That's crazy, because in The Last Dance on Netflix, there's a moment where a kid runs up to the car in traffic, and Michael leans out and signs the thing and then peels out in his Corvette.
Yeah.
Now, that kid had a baseball card signed, so it wasn't your brother, but close. No. Now, did you ever try to steal that basketball from your brother?
No.
Does he still have it now?
Still has it, yeah.
Oh, man, I should hope so.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Sure. The Morning Mix Podcast.
Love is real, folks. Don't deny it. And when you fall in love, you're dating. Oh, butterflies, the whole thing. You fall in love. First comes love, and often then comes marriage. Most folks, when they want to get married, they get engaged first. So somebody has to propose. One of you has to figure out a way. Maybe you get down on a knee or you do something special. But one of you has to, you know, put out that question. Well, a couple there in Britain, they decided, all right, loved you a long time. It's time. So the gentleman decides to get down on a knee to propose to his partner. And as he gets down on his knee, he gives an impassioned speech to his partner, lets her know how he feels. And, hey, it's all time. Da, da, da. And he finally says, will you marry me? And in runs their dog, who jumps up and kind of knocks her down before she can even say yes. Vicky says, I said yes, but obviously the dog said yes before me. Apparently dogs can sense these things. And boy, she was right. Luckily, it's just funny for us to look back at the photos of her jumping all over me like she usually does. We laugh so hard because it's something she'd always do. She's the center of attention, and I'd love for her to be the ring bearer at the wedding. So she said yes, but the dog interrupted before she could even get it out. And he was like, oh, wait, I missed that. Did you? Oh, it's a yeah? Okay, good. We're good? Okay, we're good.
Because it sounds like the dog was equally as excited.
Yes, the dog was pumped. I'm so happy for you. Oh, my God. You're engaged. Yeah. Our engagement was pretty straightforward. Neither one of us remembers it. As we learned from folks at the Taylor Swift concert, these big moments in your life, you get so excited, you almost have amnesia.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
science has actually proven it. Yeah. All the chemicals going on in your body and your brain at the moment of these big moments of your life, you kind of don't remember. Like, oh, my gosh. That's how both of us are with our engagement. I got down on a knee. And then all of a sudden, we were drinking champagne. I was like, how did this happen? Out of a can.
And sensory overload.
It was class.
Yeah.
Anything weird at your proposal, Nikki?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we were on top of the CN Tower in Toronto. We did like a little weekend vacation, and that's when he planned it. And I had no idea. So when he proposed, I said, shut the F up about 16 times.
Yeah. Canadians are like, sorry.
Yes.
Sorry.
So that's kind of our memory, you know. He'll be like, remember how many times you swore and then eventually got to yes? I did say yes. It just, I was literally so surprised that I swore a lot.
I'm surprised you swore. That's so out of character.
Then later they came to find out, plot twist, it's in Canada. It's not valid here.
It's not valid.
So they're actually not even married.
Yeah. Now, it happened in Canada. What grade would you give the proposal? A? Thank you.
Wow.
I like that a lot.
I know. It's like, I'm going to get him.
I did not see it coming at all.
Seriously.
Yeah. You don't get a B there. Come on.
Right.
Now, Whip, your proposal. Do you remember much of it? Did it happen around the holidays? Do I have that
it
right?
It did, yeah. I think, it was either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, and I can't remember, but we already lived together, so I just did it at home, and it was very beautiful. But I've gotten made fun of for the Christmas thing before, so you guys could just go to the next.
We got engaged December 22nd.
Yeah.
And my whole thing was, we're about to see everybody.
Right.
So it kind of, it's all in one. This is
That's great, true. You know?
Right. Yeah. It's either really good or really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. In our case, God, was it horrible.
Right.
Oh,
man, we should have waited until the 26th.
My gosh. Why? Oh, I'm sorry I put you through this. Holy cow. It's been downhill. We're climbing back up, you know. Crazy. But it happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Has anyone ever proposed to you?
Not other than like at a drunken club event. But
is that wrong?
No, but they didn't really ask, you know. It's just like, marry me.
Well, you didn't think so.
But
you were like, what are you, Drake? That's great.
In Hallmark, it happens a lot, and sometimes there's always these like things that kind of go wrong, or he'll be giving her a ring, but it's not like the ring, and so it's a lot of drama. I see it on the TV.
Well, the drama is where we're going, because this dog interrupted the proposal, and here, proposal's pretty straightforward, a lot of swearing, but other than that, pretty straightforward, but this British couple was interrupted by their dog mid-proposal. What happened? Was there an out of the ordinary proposal? Were you like at Woodfield and your partner did a flash mob? Mm. And you were like, I didn't know we knew this many people. And then they got down on their knee and proposed. Or maybe you're one of these videos I see all the time on Instagram and TikTok where they proposed on a boat and the ring popped out and went down into the water. And they had to jump into the water.
Yep. That's right.
You dropped the ring on the dock and it went through the crack between the boards. And then that was that.
My God.
What happened? Hi, Susie. Good morning.
Hi. My husband went and, you know, talked to my parents about it, and I had no idea what was going on. I asked him, I was like, pick me up from McDonald's when you come home. He was so excited, so he asked me while I was eating McDonald's, and I burped in his face.
So he was like, will you marry me? And you were like, bleh.
Basically, yes. And we're celebrating 15 years this year.
Hey! Oh, congratulations.
What a beautiful birth.
That's awesome. Are you guys going to celebrate at McDonald's?
Yeah, no.
Oh, why not? I love that. All right. Yeah. So now, did you guys laugh at this moment? Was he like upset?
No, we laughed. He was just so excited. He had something else planned, but then was just so excited and couldn't wait to ask me.
That's sweet.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
You just told us that a guy in a club proposed to you and you said no.
Not a guy, multiple guys.
Okay, well, this isn't bragging time.
It happens all the time, but it's just because
it happens all the time. She's doubled down. Yeah. What a braggart. She got proposed to last night.
Right. It happens to everyone.
Sure. Oh, I know no one.
No.
I know no one.
For sure it's happened to your wife.
Oh, I let's get her on the phone.
I'm serious.
No, let's
at a party when somebody wants to take you home, they're just like, oh my God, you're the most beautiful person ever. Will you marry me?
I feel like I'm watching a Double Down in here, both of them.
I like it.
He's calling Amy. Interesting.
We're going to put that
claim
to the call
of my wife right now.
The claim to the
I'm
test
telling
right
you,
now.
Let's see it's if she not answers. A bragging thing. It's just that's how desperate they are.
Hey, babe, it's me. I know you're mid getting the kids out to daycare. You're live on the air right now. Hi, good morning.
Oh.
Hi.
No, they're gone. I'm in the car wash line.
Oh, great. Oh. Fantastic. Violetta claims that most women are proposed to at random by men in clubs, bars, and things like that. And she says it happens to her all the time. And I said, I've never heard of this happening. And she said, it's happened to Amy, I guarantee it. And so, live on the air, has anyone ever proposed to you at a club, a bar, or anything like that, Amy?
Babe, you know I fight them off tooth and nail.
Oh,
That's a yes.
When I was in my early 20s, jokingly, yes, men proposed.
Yes, that happens.
I didn't know this.
Jokingly?
Like if you had said yes, they would have said, I'm just kidding.
Everyone's drunk. Oh, you'll be like, oh, can I buy you a drink? No, I'm good. Oh, please, I want to marry you. Let me buy you a drink.
Yeah, you're the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
All right, this didn't work out. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Amy.
Next time I'll send you a text. Just agree with me.
Please.
Well, egg on my face.
He thought he was the only one that ever proposed to you. And I was like, yeah, it happens. And it's not a bragging thing. That's how desperate the guy is.
Well, I mean, Violetta, you are beautiful. So I'm not surprised.
Okay.
But,
look at this sisterhood thing. You guys should start a podcast. Yeah. You can do this.
Not anymore. I don't get proposed to anymore, like in the, you know. I'm mostly in the daycare drop-off.
Yeah, well, they see me coming, and they're like, we're not going to mess with that guy.
That's it.
Watch out.
Look at that
Rachel Maddow looking fellow. Let's not get angry with him.
And also, Amy, you're beautiful as well.
Oh, look at this.
Thank you, Violetta.
Nikki, you're beautiful.
Thank you, Chris.
Swanee, you're gorgeous.
You're beautiful. Yep.
Whip, you
love
are.
You. You're beautiful.
Love you.
You're beautiful.
Fabulous.
Lovely Friday.
Love
you all.
Love Fest. All right, babe, enjoy the car wash. Love you. We'll see you later.
It's Mixmaster V and her mixology. Cocktails for you and me. Please join us
on Facebook Live at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And please welcome to the studio NBC5, the food guy. It's Steve Dolinsky.
So great to be here, guys. Thanks for having me with some pizza.
Yes, thank you for bringing it in. So before we get into the pizza, we are jumping right into summer with V's Mixology and a very fruity, delicious cocktail.
Woo!
This is called the Island Oasis.
Oh,
so
my
for
goodness.
It, you're going to need some aged rum. We are using a Bacardi 4-year aged rum. We're adding some coconut water, pineapple juice, and then this is my favorite part. This is called pineapple shrub. What is pineapple shrub? I will tell you because I made it. What did I put in there?
You put it at Home Depot.
Well, someone made it.
Yeah, someone made it.
Okay, well, me and my mom made it, okay?
Yeah.
Because
my mom is a chef,
and I wanted her help to make some syrup. So we put brown sugar, and I'll say we now instead of just me. We put brown sugar, pineapple chunks. We put cloves in there. Wow. What else did my mom put in there? Just a bunch of stuff. And you mix that all together. You let it cool with some water and then a hint of vinegar. But this is kind of the secret sauce to this cocktail.
Look, I don't want to call you out, but Steve, yes. I've got to tell you, my man, V has turned this on for you being in here. Because usually, like, the rum will come in, like, an old coffee cup. Yeah. That maybe has this, like cocoa from last Christmas in it.
This looks like three dots in a dash.
Yeah.
The Whistler meets, I mean, it's beautiful.
I mean, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Three V's in a Serbian.
I forgot to put ice in the shaker. Dang it. I'll be right back.
It's behind you. All right. She's got ice behind her.
The interesting thing, I'm going to combine pizza and pineapple here. So, you know, pineapple on pizza is a very controversial thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It started in Ontario, Canada in the early 60s. There was a restaurant that was trying to do a Hawaiian theme thing with ham and pineapple, and they named it the Hawaiian pizza based on the can that the pineapple came out of. And I have a feeling also, and the cool thing about what V's doing here with this cocktail, it's very sort of tropical, and I think of like the South Seas, and you know, Trader Vic's was big in the 50s and 60s too, so we're kind of doing a little bit of sort of, I don't know, tiki and pizza and pineapple, and there she goes shaking, right?
It's all, yeah.
And look at the technique. Look at her technique.
Oh, don't
very
sweat the technique, right?
Well,
that's right.
I double hand it.
Yeah, I got to say, Steve, you can narrate drink making anytime. Nice. I mean, this is like, it's soothing, it's calming.
So she's got this aged Bacardi rum. Now, you could also do a Flor de Caña from Nicaragua, a nice 4-year aged Bacardi rum, but Bacardi's very nice. If maybe they're a sponsor of your show, you got to mention Bacardi. I'm not sure. Okay.
We actually don't get paid for any of
this. But after this, they should sponsor the show. So you're pouring it over ice now in like a tall glass with a little pineapple garnish.
So only two came out of this one.
So you have to do another round of it.
Another round.
Okay. Now, why the coconut water? Is that for hydration?
It is, actually. When this drink was first made, they wanted it for a wedding, and at the wedding, they wanted a Mai Tai. But Mai Tais are so strong that they're like, we cannot do a Mai Tai at this wedding. We're going to add some hydration and like a little switch it up.
You can just get the cup of them at Wrigley Field, that's all.
I do want to say, so Steve, it looks beautiful, and she did class that up for you, but she's keeping it real by not by freehanding everything
here. Yeah,
look
at that. That's, so that's we're not,
the joy of it. No measurement.
V, I like to use a jigger in my house, in my home bar, just to your exact, but that's okay. You can eyeball it.
This is how we do it.
She grew up in the business, so she knows what an ounce is.
I know how to eyeball it.
Yeah. Steve, I'll be honest. If you drove here, you're going to walk home. So I don't know if you had
you
an Uber or what, but get ready.
No, I'm a little surprised you didn't squeeze the pineapple juice yourself. You just opened up some pineapple cans, right? So it's
my mom's
juice.
Not here. So
no one is
improvise.
If anyone's watching,
I'd
like everyone to know no one is squeezing cans in here.
So where can people see this video? Is on Facebook? It's
gorgeous. We're live at 101.9 Mix Chicago right now on Facebook. Look at the colored straws, the garnet. I mean, tell me I'm not wrong. If she usually comes in at a 7, this is we're at 11 for Steve today.
I get it.
We've got a guest.
Yeah, this is
you
really
know what I mean.
Nice.
My wife and I drink wine out of plastic cups when no one's around.
They're
you know
charging,
what I mean? You have guests. All of a sudden, you bust out the nice stuff.
They charge $15 a glass for this at Astereo, I'm sure.
Yeah.
In Logan Square, right?
This is uncomfortable, this is nice. But we got his credit card on the way in, right? Because it's a tab based.
So if you notice, there's a nice frothy top to this.
I like this.
And there's also cinnamon and ginger, which I forgot to mention. Cheers, guys.
Oh, the cinnamon ginger.
Cheers. Right. All right. Cinnamon ginger. Okay. Love them on that show.
Oh, this is great. This
is
good.
The Island Oasis. Take a sip and let me know what you think, Steve.
Oh, I'm chugging this. This is so good.
It's light and refreshing.
Who needs coffee?
What
do
they
call
it? Yeah, summer sipper.
Oh, my God. Does anybody want more Bacardi?
This is really good.
We call it a porch pounder. You want to pound that on
your
porch?
This is. Yeah, I went to college with a couple of them. Now, the nice thing about this drink is it's light and it's refreshing, and it would go well when you're filling your belly with some pizza.
It would. You could also put some pineapple on your pizza, but I'm talking about the pizza from Robert's Pizza and Dough Company, which I brought you guys this morning.
Okay.
From right down the street in Streeterville, Robert Garvey is a master with dough. Look at this crust. It's got this beautiful burnished brown char edge and this beautiful open crumb on the on the heel, and it's light and it's crispy and it's chewy all at once. You've got three flavors.
Which one? This margarita?
So that's the margarita you've got with
these
the fresh
are all
basil.
From Roberts.
All from Roberts.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
You've got roasted tomatoes and some fresh basil, fresh mozzarella on that margarita.
Okay. And then margarita. Okay,
gotcha. And then you've got a cup and char pepperoni with a little Calabrian chili and some fresh mozz. And the nice thing about these pizzas is you guys know how to fold a slice like on the East Coast, right? Mm-hmm. Three-finger fold. Chris, you got it? Yep. Mm-hmm. You fold it in half on that side.
Right, I'm using all my fingers.
And it's just really, it's light, it's great, it's crunchy, it's chewy. You've got
really
all that
is.
Contrast. I like to, when I have pizza, I like the OBR, the optimal bite ratio.
I love that.
So you're getting crust cheese sauce topping
the
every
OBR,
bite.
The OBR, I love
very
that.
Very important term.
Okay.
Look at the undercarriage of the pizza. Look underneath it. You want to make sure it's got like four shades of brown and
might
black.
Might be buy a dinner first.
Right? And then this other slice is the fennel. That's the one we're going to be having on our tour. It's got fennel salami. And it's got roasted fennel, pickled fennel, fennel fronds.
How many different ways can you have fennel?
A cream base, so it's no tomato sauce in case you get the acid reflux problem. But this is a nice light pizza, to wait, a nice finishing a tour pizza. But I like, I really love his crust. It's a 2 to 3 day fermentation. It's all natural starter. So he feeds a starter every day with flour and water. So it's a living thing. And then baked in a gas fired oven for about 7 minutes at 650 degrees or so. But it's really, it's like eating good bread, right? It's not like a cardboard. It's like crust. It's chewy. It's like a baguette or a ciabatta or something, right?
These are all so good. And then, okay, this pepperoni, we were talking about this before you got here. The really small cup holds all the grease, the deliciousness.
Right.
So that's like old school pepperoni that's come back now, because in the 70s and 80s, they got away from that. But this has got natural casing. So when you bake it, it curls up into a cup.
Yeah, they're like the size of a nickel.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some are thinner, some are thicker, but it does have what we call a little grease chalice in the middle when you want to cook it up.
Who's
me. I say that. OBRs and grease chalices.
Me and my team of one.
Yeah.
And then you get as it curls up, it bakes the outside, so that's the char on the outer rim of it. So I love the cup and char pepperoni. Yeah. Robert does a great job, right? It's just a really delicious pizza.
I mean, we're in heaven right now.
Really,
we have a cocktail pizza, Steve Dolinsky narrating the whole thing.
This is awesome.
I took some of V's pineapple. Do you want to try it on the pizza?
Oh,
maybe that might be interesting.
No, I don't know.
These are so good.
Okay, are you against pizza on pineapple?
Pineapple is different. I'm not a fan of fruit on pizza because when you bake it, all the liquid comes out.
Yeah.
Now, that said, if you roasted this pineapple ahead of time and drew some moisture out of it, I think I might try it because I like spicy and sweet as a combo.
Yeah.
I brought you guys some hot honey just in case you want sweet heat.
Come on.
But I think like if you have a spicy sopressata or a spicy pepperoni or something, or Calabrian chilies like you have on that V, with a little pineapple, that might be a nice contrast.
I kind of like ruining your vision of what food is supposed to be. So I'm going to put this raw pineapple
on
this
pizza.
Watch out in front of you.
You're actually torturing Robert more than you're torturing me, since he made the pizza this morning, got up early just for you to make that. But that's
okay. Shout out to Robert.
Is it nice, right? It's like a little spicy, a little sweet.
If it was roasted, you're right.
Floating in that grease chalice or whatever we're calling it. Yeah.
Somebody call my mom to roast this pineapple.
You think if you went into Robert's and said, "Hey, Bob," he would kick you out?
He might.
That's the vibe I was getting. Yeah.
Well,
but if V made him cocktails, he wouldn't.
We might get to try that during the pizza tour, which you offhand mentioned. So we're going to be doing the Morning Mix Chicago Pizza Bus Tour with you, Steve. This is your tour.
Yep.
And you're taking us along with a whole batch of listeners. And we're going to stop and try four different styles of pizzas.
We're going to have Artisan at Roberts. We're going to have Deep Dish at La Briola. We're going to have Pally G's is going to do a Detroit style for us. And then a classic old school Pat's.
Oh, great.
Tavern style.
The little squares.
Little squares.
Oh,
thin and crispy. That's going to be great. So four styles of pizza. You're going to learn about Chicago, learn about pizza, history. It's a lot of fun.
And after we're done with the tour, so that's June 21st. At the end of August, you've got Pizza City Fest bigger than ever before.
Second annual. Yep, we're going to be at the Salt Shed this year.
Oh,
which is
going to
be
super
an upgrade.
Cool.
That's amazing.
On the river, indoor, outdoor. We've got 20 pizzerias each day baking live on 10 ovens.
Okay.
It's an all-inclusive this year. Includes all the drinks, includes all the seminars, includes all the pizza. It's just going to be a fantastic event. It's August 26th, 27th. To go to that, go to pizzacityfest.com.
And is that the same thing? Are you going to have like lessons? Like for a lot of us who have pizza ovens and we don't know how to use them properly.
Yep. You're going to have how to make. Robert is going to teach a class actually how to make good pizza at home.
Right there.
So you can make this pizza at home. We're going to do how to make pan pizza if you want. I like to make pan pizzas actually as opposed to these pizzas because I get freaked out about launching a pizza in my oven on a stone.
100%.
We're going to have Dough Whisperers panel. We're going to have the Tavern Style Legends Third Wave Deep Dish panel. Really interesting talks about pizza as well as eating it.
All right, so pizzacityfest.com, or actually we set it up. You can text pizza, P-I-Z-Z-A, to 312-233-1019, and you'll get the link to the website to get all the information.
Cool.
All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 1019 Mix Chicago, and we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.